and stabbed repeatedly outside the stage door of the Adelphi Theatre, where he was currently taking the leading role in The Secret Service, a successful...
If melodramatic, no doubt.
...and popular stage play by the noted American author Mr. William Gillette.
William? Oh, can't say I've ever heard of him.
The attacker, whose features were largely masked by a low hat and a muffler, was seen to smile down at the lifeless corpse before walking slowly off into the night.
If he was seen in that much detail, the witness must have been close by. Why didn't he chase him?
Mr. Terry's dinner companion, Mr. Jonathan Graves, retired surveyor.
Too old to chase him.
Perhaps he just wanted to stay by his friend.
Perhaps.
Mr. Jonathan Graves, retired surveyor, immediately raised the alarm. Police Constable number 272E, John Bragg. We understand that the detective department at Scotland Yard has been brought in and a speedy arrest is confidently expected.
Ah. William Terrace. Good Lord.
Mr. Holmes, the police have achieved nothing.
Miss Millwood, in my experience, that is not at all an unusual state of affairs.
To be fair, Miss Millwood, they have very little to go on. The street was dark. The killer was muffled up.
Something must be done. That is why I have come to you, Mr. Holmes.
Your note said that you're acting on behalf of the dead man's family.
His professional family.
Ah, you don't represent Mr. Terrace's widow, then?
No. Amy Terrace is too overcome to make any decisions.
Of course.
I am here on my own behalf, and that of the company at the Adelphi.
Where the late Mr. Terrace has been leading man for some years.
And where I'm... where I was. Privileged to be his leading lady. Mr. Holmes, this has been a devastating blow to all of us. Please say that you'll accept the case.
Mr. Holmes... I'm truly sorry, but I don't see that I can be of any help to you. I've told the police everything I can, and God knows that's little enough. I've been to Scotland Yard on 3 separate occasions.
Well, my methods are somewhat different from theirs, Mr. Graves, which is why I brought you here. Please show me exactly where you were standing when the attack took place.
Oh, well, I was standing here. We just walked up from Bedford Street.
Where exactly was the murderer standing?
To the left of the stage door.
This is not the stage door?
Not the main one, no. This is a private door. Only Will uses it.
Ah,
to avoid the crowds, you understand.
Interesting.
It's the old royal entrance. The management gave Will the only key. Solid silver.
So, the attacker was standing. Watson, if you'd be so kind.
Oh, yes, of course. Where? Here?
Little more to the left. That's it.
And Terrace walked up to him from here.
Correct.
How did he walk?
I don't understand.
But quickly, slowly, confidently, reluctantly?
Oh, I see. Not reluctantly. Will was always gracious when he was approached in the street.
Very good. Then he walked up to the man in a friendly, open manner.
Exactly.
And stopped, how far apart were they?
A little closer. No, that's too much.
Hmm?
There.
Almost directly between you and the killer. Now, how was Terry standing? Relaxed or tense?
Relaxed.
His arms?
Really, Mr. Holmes, I can't be expected to remember every detail.
Did he carry his walking cane in his left or his right hand?
Whose left? How did you know that he carried a cane at all?
It was mentioned in the press report. Very good, very good. His cane is in his left hand.
And his right hand?
Yes.
Yes, I do remember. As he walked up to the man, Will put his hand into his right coat pocket.
Like this?
Exactly. That's seen exactly. I'm sorry, gentlemen.
How much more, Holmes?
Not much. Terrace cried out.
At least twice. Maybe 3 times. And then everything seemed to stop. It was the most extraordinary thing. And then he just sort of slipped down.
Like so?
Yes. Yes.
You're doing splendidly, Mr. Graves.
Terrace was down. The killer smiled at him.
Yes.
If his face was muffled, how do you know that he smiled?
The muffler must have slipped. Yes. Yes, it had slipped.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what else do you recall of the man's face?
Nothing. I'm truly sorry.
No matter. You've given me vital information.
I have?
Vital information.